Loch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being, and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show, Joe Allsop. Good afternoon, Joe. Thank you for joining us on the show. It's a real pleasure to have you back on the show. Why don't you kick off by telling the listeners a bit about the Heating Hub?
Well, we've been on a few times before, haven't we? So it's it's been through a few incarnations, but we've just relaunched it with some consumer one-to-one help services. We previously relaunched the website as a standalone business, and we're just offering consumer advice and kind of referrals to great local businesses. But with COVID and with the help of innovation, Innovate UK, we've changed how we do things. So we've become more consumer focused. Right. We're completely independent, completely impartial. We provide expert one-to-one help with people's heating systems, because it really is a bit of a minefield to get that right yourself. And we do provide a lot of information online, and it's free. But in turn, when it comes down to your individual circumstances, you kind of need your hand holding and someone working on your behalf and acting in your best interests.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there's so much happening now in your industry that keeping up with it as a layperson is difficult. Yeah, I know you've talked a lot about condensing boilers. Yes. and their lack of condensing, and I want to kind of just touch on that with you. But of course, the big question that the public has is that our politicians have announced the ending of gas boilers at some ridiculous time in the next year or so, and we're all sitting here going, well, what are we going to do to heat our house? Because if you think I'm using electricity, you've got another thing coming, because my electric bills are already through the roof. So there's those kind of issues to talk about as well. Yeah, and we're going to be talking on the show also about other forms of heating, but I kind of want your view as a gas heating specialist on all of those things. So let's start with just going over some of the things about conventional or condensing gas boilers and the kind of boilers that we're using at the moment. What are some of the issues that you see, Joe, when people are looking at heating their home?
Well, so with conventional heating systems that we have now, gas boilers, one of the biggest problems is the heating control. And we all would like to upgrade to a smart control or have upgraded to a smart control, but the building regs are a bit of a mess. They don't require the controls to speak the same language. So we all have what are known as modulating boilers, which means the output of the boiler can vary and that saves you gas. But what is not required, so it doesn't happen, is that a boiler should have a modulating control. We think that smart controls are smart. Actually, they're not always that smart. They're operating in quite a basic way if they don't speak the same language as a boiler. And it doesn't help that a few boiler manufacturers keep their languages private, so third-party controls won't operate them. I mean, they'll work, but they'll just work on a less efficient setting. So that's one of the sort of immediate problems for consumers, and actually an easy way for the government to reduce our gas consumption.
Right.
It's just to provide some more help around getting the right controls on your gas boiler, and that's a few hundred pounds, and that can be done tomorrow.
Right. Sorry to interrupt you there. If someone's interested in this and they can't be bothered to wait for the government to give them some good advice, are they able to look at advice on the Heating Hub and maybe help themselves?
Yeah, there is a huge control section actually, that we've tried to look at which boilers work with which controls, and there are some regulations around what you put with the new boiler. So we try to guide on different types of boilers, what types of controls go best, and if you've got an existing boiler, what to look for. But I mean, I spent a few months researching it, and I was really just an enthusiastic consumer trying to educate myself in order to write about it. And it really did take that long, and I spent a lot of time on the phone to technical helplines, to, you know, phoning Honeywell and Tado and Nest, and just trying to understand it. And eventually came to light, and I eventually found someone in the industry who now sits on our expert panel who could sort of explain it really clearly. So we try to do that for consumers, but still most of the time they still need to come to us and say, can you do it for us? We can't really work it out ourselves. So we're kind of doing that matrix thing of, you know, we can see it clearly for them, right. And helping them through make a better decision.
Okay, but I mean, if we can resolve some of those issues, that will translate into using less gas, presumably, which is an environmentally friendly target, and presumably also reduce our gas bills.
Yeah, well, yes, exactly that. And you know, there's other things as well. When you're replacing your boiler, when people are coming through us, we can help them pair the boiler, pair the control, get the installer right. And we've got a huge skills gap where, based on our research, we found that 99% of gas engineers haven't been trained in condensing boiler technology. And it's shocking, really. And it means that probably 99% of boilers out there are not operating at their A-rated efficiencies. So what we have to say is boilers are not A-rated out of the box. It's not like a fridge. You know, you do need an installer to be competent in the technology, and that hasn't happened. And the danger is that this translates over to renewables, where we expect to be fitting 1 million heat pumps by the end of the decade every year. And we're asking gas boilers to upskill in that technology. But as you say, if we convert to electricity, and if we're as casual with heat pumps as we are with fitting gas boilers, and you know, and the efficiencies are not there, then we suddenly have huge electricity bills. There are some real barriers to making that transition to electric heating, and they're sort of bedded in the shortfall of the gas heating industry at the moment.
I've got a sick look on my face at the moment. As you know, Joe, because you and I know each other very well, I've had enormous problems with my gas boilers over the years, which always stop working on Christmas Eve, no matter what, every year, so that we freeze. But bizarrely, I actually have a heat pump as well.
Do you?
And the heat pump packed up. But it packed up in a way that it wouldn't switch off. So it kept heating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 35 degrees, and just kept going. Now, luckily, it was only heating a swimming pool. The bizarre thing was that the heat pump was running doing that, but it never heated the swimming pool. so me and heat pumps aren't getting on very well either.
We're not friends either.
Yeah, no. I think it just must be me.
I think you are the common factor in all of these scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
But the thing about heat pumps is that that we've got to undergo a program of retrofit for our homes. I know you use yours for your pool, but for homes, they have to run at those lower temperatures, like you say, 35 degrees, 45 degrees. So it just won't work with our existing radiators unless we massively insulate our homes, which is what the government want us to do. So huge program of retrofit, or we increase the size of our radiators, which is not always practical if you're in a two-bedroom Victorian terrace. You know? So it's there are lots of things that need to be dealt with before we make that transition.
As a layperson in all of this, and being cynical about politicians, I think this is the biggest problem that I look at when I look at these kind of initiatives that they come out with, is they come out with headline initiatives, but they don't think of the ramifications. They don't think of how you're going to roll it. You know, they go, we're going to end gas boilers by 2030 or whatever it is at the moment, and we're going to do away with cars by 2035. They never think about what you're going to replace it with, or how you're going to do it, and, you know, who's going to do it, and how it's going to work if you're, you know, because they talk about this with new build homes as a starting point, but you know, 90% of us, 95% of us don't live in new build homes. Some of us live in homes that were built, you know, in the last millennium or the millennium before that. You know, and that has a whole heap of ramifications for how you do things. But I want to come back to some of the things I've heard about gas boilers, because I think no matter what the government think, gas boilers are going to be around for a while yet. You know, not least of which, people who are going to go, do you know what, I'm just going to try and keep my boiler going for as long as I can. You know, and it's the same with it will be the same with cars, won't it? That people will go, well, I know that I'm not supposed to have a diesel anymore, but I've got a diesel and it costs me a lot of money, therefore I'm going to keep running it. The issue that I see with a lot of boilers is it seems to me that people have got the wrong boiler in the first place.
Yeah, well, they usually have an oversized boiler. It usually is poorly specified, and we do have a problem with over replacement actually in the UK. There's a study from Europe that says boilers should last 22 years, and we replace, you know, they can't work. Even on manufacturers' websites, they say they last 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
I see sites suggesting that at 7 years that your boiler might need replacement. And sometimes they do because they've been oversized and set up poorly and suffer with premature aging. And sometimes it's just poor advice. Actually, a lot of our work when we get customers who come and pay for our advice is to say, don't change your boiler. We can make it more efficient. So I think we have to think about gas boilers. Yes, they are going to leave us probably about the mid-2030s, and we'll transition away from them. But I think we'll be ready to move at that point, hopefully, because the government hopefully will have done this program of retrofit and come up with some replacements. I mean, there is talk about hydrogen boilers as well.
I was going to ask you about that, because initially when the government came out with this, they started going on about replacing with hydrogen boilers, and I'm thinking, but they don't even exist at the moment.
No, there's less certainty around that than there is around heat pumps. So hydrogen, they've done some tests that suggest that they can mix 20% hydrogen into our existing gas supplies. Our boilers will carry on working, so we won't notice any different. Hopefully. Doesn't blow up or anything. And the infrastructure can stay the same. What the Committee for Climate Change have said is that they see about 11% of homes having full hydrogen boilers, but the technology has yet to be fully established. And it will probably be what they call hydrogen clusters. So they have a sort of industrial clusters that are run on hydrogen, and then homes nearby will probably run on hydrogen as well. But I don't feel like what I've read so far is a wholesale replacement of gas boilers with hydrogen boilers. I think it would just be too hard. It's going to be a mixture of technologies. Yeah. And what they'll probably look at is local areas to decide what they want to adopt. So that's a sort of sense of local.
It's like a lot of things, isn't it? And like a lot of technology that's decided on from the middle of London. that something might work in a big city, but once you get out into the real world, you know, like 10 miles outside of London, it isn't quite the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, where I live, I'm not remote. I live on a main road outside a small town, but there's nothing near me. There's just me. So, you know, you wouldn't put a hub for anything here because it
wouldn't... I don't know what you're going to do for.
Yeah, exactly. And that...
You're going to start a fire.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to open up my chimneys again. Yeah, wood burning stoves. That's the way forward.
There's hundreds of them all around the house.
Yeah, exactly. You can cook on them too, apparently. but tell me if I'm wrong, but there was something where they were saying, you know, oh well, we can just start shoving hydrogen down the gas transmission networks. But I don't think that's true, is it?
I don't think so. I read, they're looking at the technology all the time, but I read that the existing infrastructure is not suitable. And certainly within the home, you can't use, you have to employ slightly different installation techniques and pipe work. So that would need to change. I feel like all of it has to change, but they can mix in 20% without changing anything. So, but that's not a net reduction of 20%. That's the net reduction is something like 6 to 10%. And I think the argument for me is well, you could do that with an effective heating control. You know, if you just want to reduce carbon emissions by 10%, with the technology is already there to put a decent heating control and just get it set up properly. But if it all comes off, then it would all contribute to our carbon reduction.
No, but I think what you've said, it makes absolute sense to me that the practical reality of everyday life should be to just set up what we've got to work efficiently.
Yeah.
You know, because so many of us don't do things efficiently, and I'm the worst in the world at being efficient about anything. You know, I go to bed and leave all the lights on downstairs and all that kind of nonsense. And although my boys don't live at home anymore, when they did, they were a bloody nightmare. I came home at midnight one night with nobody in the house because they'd all gone out, and there was still a pizza cooking in the oven, or what was left of the pizza.
I still had a kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you know, there are things that we can do as human beings to improve our position with this. Just in kind of wrapping up on this, the Heating Hub has lots and lots of information about gas boilers, and a lot of the issues that we've just discussed around gas boilers and how to set up smart controls and all the rest of it. As an organisation, as you said, you're an independent organisation, and you have a panel of people that are experts in different areas of the market that you can call on to give you information. I mean, do you offer services to people helping them actually do this? Because a lot of us go, do you know what? I'd like to reduce my gas bill. I haven't got a clue how to do this. And, you know, I don't want to just call some random person and hope they know what they're doing. Yeah. I mean, because that's a lot of the problem, as I see it, with most technology, is you think you want to do something, but how do you tell if the person you've, you know, employed to do it is competent to do it? You know, as you just kind of highlighted, a lot of people are still misinstalling gas boilers, and they're accredited gas boiler installers, but they're not configuring them properly.
Well, we trust that the person coming around is gas safe registered, but actually that particular competency doesn't include heating system design. So it's a huge gap in their knowledge. And it's the heating system design bit is getting the boiler size right, getting the control right, making sure you've done a heat loss of your home. And that's where we're missing. But there is a sort of small contingent of engineers that are working at that level. So what we've done in the months leading up to our relaunch is that we've written a new higher standard of how gas boilers should be installed to run at their higher efficiencies. It's higher than building regs. And we've recruited engineers, and they're all independent, but we have a network of guys that have gone through a technical competency test, and they can fit to that standard. They're already doing it, and we did some market research to make sure that there were some people working at that level.
Right.
And then we've come up with a couple of packages, one of which has come up quite quickly post-launch, because we just found there was a demand for larger houses or more complex heating systems, or where they wanted to understand renewables. Just took a bit more time. So we've got one service at 120, which is, I've got a gas boiler, I need a new gas boiler, or I might just want to improve the efficiency. I want independent advice. I've had loads of different people around. They've all given me conflicting advice. I feel like I'm being fobbed off. You know, I said I'd want a Nest and they won't do it because they don't fit it. You know, so it's like, it's trying to work out what people's pains are and come in with the independent advice. We give them a specification so they can take that specification, and we give them a referral to an installer near them that's passed our test that can come and quote and fit it. So that's one. And then very quickly we launched the slightly more in-depth service, which is £300. And for that, we do a more detailed heat loss of their home. And then we look at which technologies are suitable. And we always start with the heat loss. We will say, what do you actually need? Because most people are putting 30 kilowatt boilers into 5 kilowatt houses. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
So we're trying to take the steps that engineers should take themselves, but often don't have the time because they've been pushed on price. You know, the market is price driven. So they've had their time squeezed. So we sort of take those steps for them, but they act on behalf of the consumer. And then we can hand over a consumer and a specification to that installer, and they can work with someone that's already kind of geared up to their messages, because quite often they're talking about smaller boilers and more efficiency, you know, all the things that we've kind of put on our website, and it's falling on deaf ears because they're the only one saying those things. Everybody else is saying put a 30 kilowatt boiler in. So they're kind of like, they look a bit odd, but actually they're normally right. So it's just really helping consumers through that process. And we very quickly evolved into renewables, which is a core business drive for us anyway. We started with gas, but yeah, renewables is where we want to be.
Yeah.
So it's pleasing to be getting those customers so quickly and being able to help them as well.
Fantastic. Joe, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you on the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for sharing that, you know, once we're back from COVID. Well, I mean, even while we're all locked down from COVID, I think we're finding out the cost of our heating by being locked at home.
Watching that meter go round. And,
I know, it's scary. It's absolutely scary, yeah. You know, I'm back into dad mode. It's like Blackpool Illuminations round here. Turn the lights off, turn the heating down, yeah. thank you so much, Joe. Give us a shout out for the Heating Hub website so that people can go have a look, see at the services you offer, see at the information that's there, and get a better view on what's going on with the whole heating industry. So give us a shout for your website.
Yeah, it's theheatinghub.co.uk.
Fantastic. Joe, thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you. Do stay safe, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Paul. Take care.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
That was Joe Allsop of the Heating Hub there, talking about gas boilers, smart controls, and the potential for alternative ways of saving on it.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk. to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.